Good evening, Moira Veraboisai. Okay, we're moving on with a slightly different topic. After having learned all the Dvorim Anoigim Besuda, we're now moving on to a slightly extended topic, which is Loi Ninoi Bizoin Ba'oichlen. Not to be disrespectful to bread and to food generally. Maybe to just explain that there is two concepts which are very strongly connected, but not identical. One is about this, about tashchis, not to destroy food and not to waste food. And it's not actually only food, but it's also food, which is not directly this topic over here. A slight extension of that is bizoin ba'oichlin, to be noig bizoin ba'oichlin, disrespect to food. Which doesn't mean you necessarily render it completely unedible, you don't waste it altogether, but the fact that you are noig minig bizoin with food, that itself is an issa in its own right. And that's the issa that is discussed over here. Okay, Simon Kuf Ein Aleph, page 146, shloinin noig bizoin ba'oichlin, to show disrespect to food. A person is allowed to, if he needs bread for another purpose than eating it, you're sometimes allowed to do that. Examples will be discussed later. However, whatever the case may be, if the food becomes mos, if the bread becomes, I've forgotten a good English word for that, mos. Disgusting, that's right. If the food becomes disgusting from it, then you wouldn't be allowed to use it for a different purpose. Examples to follow shortly. If the food becomes disgusting from it, you're not allowed to do that. Helkach, therefore, ein manichin olav basar chai, raw meat. You're not allowed to put raw meat on bread. Whatever the reason may be, you want to place raw meat on bread. The bread afterwards will not be very appetizing. So you're not allowed to put raw meat on bread.
Presumably, if you're eating steak tartare or something like that, then you could have it.
We'll get to it shortly. That would be next eve. We'll get to that. Ve'ein ma'avirin olav kois mole. You're not allowed to, if you've got a full cup of some wine, you're not allowed to pass over the bread with your full cup. Guess why? Why? Pass the cup over the bread.
Yeah,
you're likely to spill. Mishnah Berurah says, Siv Cotton Hay, Nas Narrow Line, Shekorav Adover Sheishofech Olav, it's very likely it's going to spill over the mois, and it's going to get, you won't be able to eat the bread afterwards anymore. So what happens if it's half empty or half full, depending how you put it? What happens then if it's not particularly full? Of course, you're allowed to, yeah. Because mole, a full cup, you're allowed to pass over a piece of bread, a slice of bread. You're not allowed to put a ka'ara, a plate or a tray, don't put that on bread, because it's going to get all squashed and the heat probably is also not going to, you won't be able to eat after the bread anymore, yeah.
Does that mean you're not allowed to put bread into wine?
No, it doesn't mean that. No, if you put a bit of bread in wine, and afterwards you're going to eat it, that's fine. More to that also, to follow me, it's Hashem. But here we're talking about, you're worried that if the wine is going to spit over the bread, you're not going to touch it afterwards.
But why is that? Why is the bread on the water, why you can't put the water on the bread?
This over here is talking about a case that afterwards you're not going to eat it. Whether it's wine, whether it's water, whatever it may be, if it's spilling, you're not going to end up eating that bread. Disrespectful. If you put this plate or this tray with lots of food, you put that on top of bread, it's likely to spill as well, and it's going to get squashed. It's not going to get, you won't eat the bread afterwards, so don't do that. I don't know who would do that, but don't wash your hands. If you haven't got water, don't use wine instead. It's a waste. It's disrespectful to the wine. Ben chayu ben mozuk, whether the wine is diluted or not, don't use wine as netilas yudaim. Afilu netila she'enot zorech achila, whether you're using it for netila for eating or general netila, whatever it may be, for you don't use wine for netilas yudaim. Ve'en zorech in apas, And do not throw hapas mishum bizoyin oichlin. Don't throw bread mishum bizoyin oichlin because you're going to be, it's disrespectful to the bread. Don't throw the bread. There is a big distinction between this halacha and previous halachas. Ein zoikin hapas, do not throw the bread. What does it sound like? Mishum bizoyin oichlin, because disrespect to the food. What does it sound like? Do not throw bread, as opposed to previous halachas. What is there's a certain implication, which the Mishnah is going to tell us. Absolutely correct. As opposed to all previous halachas, was very clear. If you're going to spoil the bread for me, don't do that. Don't do it, because you're likely to spoil the bread is going to get spoiled. Here, we're learning that don't throw the bread. Whatever happens, don't throw the bread. Mishnah says, Ve'en zoikin hapas, sif cotton test, three lines from the bottom. Mevua be'beis Yosef v'sha'a poiskim. The pas chashiva tfei m'sha'a ochlin. The Beis Yosef says, the pas is more choshuv, more important, m'sha'a ochlin from other foods. Uvedidei, and with bread, also, afilim oilin mas alede ezrika. With bread, you don't have to throw the bread, even if bread is not going to get spoiled, you don't throw the bread. If you throw the bread on a clean place, you're not allowed to do that. The zilzulhu, it's disrespectful, la pass to the bread. Where is that very, very relevant? Shabbos. That's right, with the challah. I don't know how you do it, but to cut the challah, and then afterwards, you know, to the youngest one who is on the other side of the, some people tend to throw the challah. So, shteit mefush over here, you're not allowed to do it. Now, I know Rabbi Feingold, the teacher rabbis who do it. There is, no? So, I don't know, it's mistoma pikabola. But what the Mishnah Berurah said, because I think that the dafke is such, I heard one, pelchsin, there's a akpoda, I heard. True? Okay, so, das weiß ich nicht. But Mishnah Berurah says that even, it's a diuk in Shulchan Aruch, that even if it's not going to be bizoyin oichlin, even if it's not going to get most, even if it's not going to get spoiled, don't throw bread. Never throw bread. The G'shem Shein Zoykin, this is continuous Shulchan Aruch, the G'shem Shein Zoykin as a pass, just like you're not allowed to throw the bread, kach, similarly, Ein Zoykin Nacholin, do not throw foods, Hanimos Nelid Ezrika, which don't throw food, which are going to get spoiled by throwing. But food that will not get spoiled, kegoin, such as egoizim, v'rimoinim, v'chabush, any kinds of nuts, and any hard, very hard fruits, rimoinim, pomegranates, chabushim, shor is permitted. So again, just to clarify that, bread, you're not allowed to throw whatever happens. Bread is also to throw. Even if you're going to throw it in a clean place, in a dry place, bread, you're not allowed to throw because pas, bread, chashiva tfei. Bread is more choshev. Bread is more choshev. Don't throw bread. By the way, just there's a bit of a complexity about this because what are you also not allowed to do? We learned it earlier, Alocha. What's it's a bit exactly. You also can't hand it over. That's right. Rabbi Kagan said we learned in the previous Alocha. You're not allowed to pass because it's a siman of avelus. Avelus. Yeah, monos pass. So we're not allowed to pass bread because you're not allowed to pass the bread because that's like an avel. So you're not to, it's a mourner's custom to pass on. So you're allowed to pass it on, and you're also not allowed to throw. So it's a bit, what are you meant to do?
You just put it in front of the tray.
That's right, you pass it in front, or you pass the tray, you give it a tray. That's some of the many klalis that comes from to have a tray. And you pass on the tray. Or you put it in front of them. Okay, so that's with regards to bread. Do not throw bread. With regards to other foods, now it depends. If it's a kind of food that will get spoiled by throwing, you're not allowed to throw it. However, if it's the kind of food that doesn't get spoiled if you throw it, such as nuts or any hard fruit or nuts or rimoinim, anything which is hard and you throw, nothing will happen to it, you're allowed to throw. No, that's for a different reason. Yeah, okay. So, continue Shulchan Aruch Seif Beis. Lo yeshev Adam al gabei... Again. Lo yeshev adam. Do not sit. Al kupa meleo te'enim v'groigres. Do not sit on a basket. Kupa is a basket meleo full of te'enim v'groigres. Dried figs. Figs and dried figs. You used to have these baskets and you'd sit on it. You're not allowed to sit on it. Why not? Exactly. It's again bizoyin of oichlin. Aval yoyshevu al ogul shel dveile. But you are allowed to sit if it's pressed. Pressed. If it's pressed, the figs are pressed and squeezed already. If they're pressed, oil kupah meleo kidneys, or if it's a basket full of kidneys of hard beans, you're allowed to as well. Why is that? Nothing will happen to it; they won't get spoiled. So it's very important. If it's going to be spoiled, you're not allowed to sit on it. If it's not going to get spoiled, not. So this is talking about a basket, which is flexible kind of basket. Mishnah Berurah says, Sivkot Yud Beis, which is the third white line, Kupa Maleo Te'enim, Dafka Bekupa Shal Netzorim, Shenichfefet, is a flexible basket. Ve'achol in the Mismachin, Ve'nimosin, and the foods inside it will get squashed and they'll get disgusting. Avol Shal Eitz, but if it's a hard box of wood, sure it's permitted. So you have to just see what the boxes are, what it's made of, yeah.
Presses,
yeah.
So why was it okay to be mavaza the grapes by standing?
Because the outcome of the grapes is a lot more choshev than the grapes itself.
But nonetheless, there are other ways to achieve the same.
But it doesn't matter because you're not disrespectful to the grapes. You're not showing disrespect. It's not bizoin oichlin. On the contrary, you're increasing their value. It's much, much more valuable now. So it's no disrespect. Make sense? Siv Gimel, Mutter Lechol Daisa. You're allowed to eat porridge. Perishachito Niklefes, Umevushales, Bapas Mokum Kaf. Okay, porridge. A person who has got short of a spoon and he wants to eat porridge. What are you going to do? Short of a spoon. What are you going to do? Short of a spoon. And he wants to eat his porridge. What do you do? Well, nobody's looking. You take a fork. That's not going to take a long time. You're going to miss the rota, I'm afraid. So he said. So what you can do is use bread instead. Use bread instead. Now, do you think you can use the bread as a spoon? Have you tried it once? Could work. No, could work. Interesting point about the bracha, because the only reason why you're having it is for the daisa. Okay, interesting point. What about, are you allowed to do that as far as the bizon oichlin is concerned? Because you're using the bread as a spoon. So is that disrespect to the bread or not? Is it disrespectful to the bread?
No, because for your own benefit.
Oh, so Reb Gabi says that because you're using it for, what was it? Because you're using it. For your own benefit. So it's not disrespectful. What do you tell her? You're allowed to do it or not? You're allowed to use bread for. There's an interesting machloikas here. Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Mutar lechol daisa bepas mokum kaf. You're allowed to use bread as a spoon. Bimkoim kaf. Instead of a spoon. Vushe yoichal hapas achakach. As long as you're going to end up eating the bread afterwards. If you don't eat the bread, don't do that. Makes sense. Because if you're okay to eat the bread afterwards, then it's fine, you're not showing any disrespect to food. V'amedaktikin, but there's some people who are machmir. And they say, no, it's not so poshut. Hamedaktikin, the ones who are machmir, oichlin b'chol pam, they will eat every time. Shemachnisin es oich p'yem, that they will put it in their mouth. Me'at min hapas, a little bit of bread, imadaisa, with the porridge. V'anisha min hapas, and the remains of the bread, achakach afterwards, oichlin oich delit afterwards. So the first opinion, Shulchan Aruch says, you don't have to use it as a spoon. Use the bread as a spoon. Use it. And when you're finished with the whole, porridge, you then go through the bread. That's the first opinion. Some medaktikin amor machmir. The medaktikin amor machmir. And they say, no, that's not good enough. You have to have every spoonful, you're going to have one bite of bread. Why is that? Every spoonful, every breadful, you need to have a bite of the bread. You can't just have the whole porridge and after go through the bread. You need to have a bit of bread. Every time you fill the bread with a bit of porridge, you have to... That's what the didactic can hold. Why is that? Pardon? Oh, very good. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Vamedaktikin sifkot yudzayin shechoyshishin leishtamish maisa eitz ba'ochel in the bizuhu." He said, at the end of the day, it's still a bit of a bizuhu in the bread. Peshas maisa, when you're eating it, you're still showing disrespect to the bread. You're still using it as a spoon. Lochen oichlin bechol pama at mina pas. That's where they eat every time a bit of bread. The nirekilu bodel afaisa pas. Then it would be evident that you're eating the bread together with the porridge. So it's not a problem. Sometimes you go to chasnas, and what do you think about that? But a dessert. It's actually, I'm just thinking now. I remember seeing a very fancy, was it chasna or a dinner? I don't remember what it was. And the bread,
soup.
The soup, that's right, it was. Soup, what it was. Exactly. The soup was in a bread. I don't remember when it was, don't tell me, but it was definitely the soup in a bread, which was baked like in a shape of, it was bread. Okay, so looking at this Shulchan Aruch now, is this okay or not? No. Why not?
No one eats the soup.
The whole heter here, I fully agree to you. That the whole heter over here, to have the dicer, was because at the end you're gonna have the what he says explicitly. Never mind the medaktikin. The first opinion says you're only allowed to have this dicer, this porridge, if you're gonna at the end you're gonna go through the whole bread. Otherwise you're not allowed to. And the medaktikin said even more. According to medaktikin, you'd have to every time you have a bit of the soup, you'd have to break off a bit of the plate. Now that's gonna be a challenge. I don't want to be the one cleaning up the mess afterwards. But
it's hollowed out, though.
But okay, but crust is also part of bread. Mr. Blin says that you've got a svar lechalik over here. Because it's not much the bread, it's only the crust of the bread, and therefore that might not be as choshuv. Here, svar. I still think that it's still part of the bread.
You won't have a meal on crust.
Yeah. It's lacking, it's all, yeah. I still feel that it's got a chshivas of pas. Yeah, okay, it's a good svara. It's a good svara. If you want to be with Donnikav's host, that's the way to do it. Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
But three things to say. Number one, we don't have to be mucked like the medaktikin. Number two.
We don't have to be medaktikin, absolutely.
Number two, the entire good for point of making the bowl as out of bread was that you're going to eat the bowl afterwards. Otherwise, you might as well just do something that's made out of porcelain.
I don't think that was a svara of the caterers. I think the caterers want to make a point.
My brother Shevron office,
they made that
out of bread
and
they ate the bowl afterwards.
They did. People did.
And if you didn't, it's because they didn't know what to do. They didn't have etiquette. This isn't South Africa. Everyone knew what to do. So the point is...
Okay. So that's the way... Okay.
Number three, you're baking the bread for the express purpose of making it the bowl. So that is why you baked it. You're not taking bread that was made for eating and then being...
That's a nice thought.
Bread for soup. And that's how you're supposed to eat it. That is the correct way to eat that particular type of bread.
Yeah, so why would I take away of... why would I take away of Bizon Oichlin? And if you ultimately... So you're saying that you don't have to eat. Is that according to your third point? You don't actually have to eat the bread? Is that what you're saying?
No, you do eat the bread. I mean...
Okay, point number two is taken. Point noted. Point number one is noted as well. We don't have to make a medaktik. Point number two, taken as well. If people don't know it, then people don't know it. Fine, tough for them. But if... I'm including myself. But the third point... So is that, are you saying that... Therefore, you don't actually have to eat it or not?
Whether you do or you don't eat it, the whole point of making the bowl, of making that bread, was in order to use it as a soup bowl. So that was why you baked it. So
but therefore what? Does that mean you don't have to eat it or not?
I'm saying, well, you will eat it.
You will eat it. Okay, fine. So if you had, okay. But the swell will not be a strong enough swell that because of that you won't have to eat it. Yeah, your third swell is not a swell that because of that you won't have to eat it. What about desserts? Now that's very common to have ice cream and then they are served in chocolate. I've seen as well chocolate spoons that you eat the ice cream with a chocolate spoon and then after you eat it, that you eat up the spoon. Yeah? It's a shayla of soy sauce on Shabbos maybe, but besides that, if you eat the chocolate spoon afterwards, and certainly the plate, that's very common that they give you plate, and the ice cream is sitting in a kind of chocolate. That's very common. Do you know what I mean, yeah? Yeah, you bar mitzvah had that as well, Mr. Thomas? No? What was dessert? You ate dessert. It was after the dosha. You don't remember. So, don't tell that you don't remember what it is. Yeah. So what is there? Would that, what be that locha there? The chocolate is the plate. There's a proper plate, and then there's a plate of chocolate, and that's what's holding the ice cream. Pardon? Why is that? Okay.
There's no mass to the chocolate.
Right. Do you have to eat the chocolate? What if somebody can't? Because here we learned you need to eat the bread. That's you need to eat the bread even before the medaktikin. You need to eat the bread. Do you think the halacha would apply to chocolate as well? No. Oh! Very good, Svara. What do you think? I think you're right. That although we're learning that with regards to the bread, you need to eat the bread afterwards. If you're eating it, if you're using it on a spoon, you need to eat the bread afterwards. I think that is a strong svara. I agree that this will only be true with regards to the bread. I think that if you're having a chocolate spoon or a chocolate plate, and that's the way you're eating the ice cream, I wonder, a pashtus, I didn't see explicit in the Mefarshim, but I imagine that this will only be regards to bread. I think that the chocolate will not necessarily have to be eaten because it's the emphasis on bread. Because bread is choshu. Good. Mamshichen yain betzinoires lifnechosn vekalem. This was a kind of fountain, a wine fountain. So we know chocolate fountains. In those days, there was no chocolate fountains, but there was wine fountains. I don't know how they pumped it up, but it was like pipes that would go full of wine. Lifnechosn vekalem. It was a simen bracha. Was a simon bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says, "If God you test, mamshich in yain batzinoiros, to be wine in pipes. Shoyisim shum simon toiv was done for simon toiv. Sheimoshech shalvosen v'toivoson, that the goodness and the tranquility should go in the house. Umayre betzino shel eitz and inema, certainly the pipe would not make the food. Certainly the pipe would be made in a way that the wine would afterwards be drinkable. So it was made out of wood. Vushi kablenu bekli b'fiatzino. So you're allowed to pipe this to go the wine through the pipe. You're allowed to do that. Vehu conditional shekablenu bekli b'fiatzino, that afterwards the wine is accepted, is held b'fiatzino in some sort of pipe, that it's not going to go wasted. So yes, wine can go, and as long as you don't waste it, it's fine. So what about a chocolate fountain, by the way? Chocolate fountain. Problem or no problem? Same thing? So therefore it's fine. Chocolate fountain? Even a fancy one? Chocolate fountain, okay? Yeah, I don't think it's a problem. I don't think it's a problem. Should be the same than wine. Carries on the Shulchan Aruch. V'zoikin lifneim, klioiz ve'igoizin. Grains and nuts can be thrown. That's what they used to throw. There was no sweets. There was no sweets to be thrown in front of Chasn Kala. So you used to throw grain and nuts. B'moiz ha'chama. In the summer, you can throw the nuts and grains in front of the chosn and the kala. She'en in imosin, because it doesn't get disgusting. In the winter, don't throw nuts and grains in front of the chosn in the winter. Why is that? Because once you've thrown the grain and the nuts onto the chosn kala, and the it's all going to get all wet and muddy and dirty, so after you won't be able to eat anymore. But bread, loaves of bread, you can never throw. Why is that? No, in the winter, not in the summer. Why? That's right, because bread is always on an elevate. You can never throw bread. You can never throw bread. That's as learned earlier. But we're learning over here that klois ve'goiz in nuts and grain can be thrown to a chosn. In the summer it can, in the winter it cannot. In the summer you can, because once they're spread on the floor, you can still collect them and eat them. It's not a problem, so it's not bizon oichlein. As opposed to in the winter, if it's once it's ended up in the wild and in the mud and it's ended up in the wet, nobody's going to collect it. Mostly it's a bizon oichlein, you're allowed to do that. And finally, see, if hey, azoyikin, the ones who throw chitim lifnei chasanim, the ones who throw chitim grain in front before the chasanim, tzorich lizoyer, you need to be careful. Shizul kol b'mokam noki. Make sure that when you throw those grains and those nuts in front of the chasan, make sure that you throw it in mokam noki, in a clean place. Also make sure somebody's going to sweep it. Kidei shalaydu suralem, they know that people shouldn't step on it. So you have to make sure that it's being swept afterwards. It doesn't say you have to sweep it. You just need to be able to delegate it to somebody. You have to make sure afterwards that it's swept and that nothing is left on the floor. Because if it is left on the floor, it's going to get, people are going to step on it and nobody's going to eat it, so it's going to be zig. So when, before you throw it, make sure it's going to get collected. Undoubtedly, this is one of the Makoros. There's quite a few Makoros, but this is certainly one of the Makoros why nowadays we throw sweets in shul. That's probably one of the Makoros. There's other Makoros, there's earlier Makoros, but this is one of the Makoros that it's acceptable to throw sweets to a chosen. So there is a bit of a shaila still about a shul, how can you do it in a shul, but that's already, that's discussed. But the actual idea to throw things onto a chosen is something which is min hakadum, and if you want to find the Makor in Shulchan Aruch, this is the Makor, you'd have to throw sweets. Nowadays, I'm not sure if you throw walnuts onto the chosen, I'm not sure how much going to appreciate that. And I don't know how much the kids will enjoy it. If they're trying to collect it afterwards. But the actual idea to throw something that's Simon Brach with the Chosen, that will be Mekor for it. But again, this is only if it's in a Mokim, in a place where there is no, that it's not going to get dirty. It's a Mokim Noki. If you think that it's going to get dirty from it, you don't throw it. Okay, so we learned tonight the following halachas. We learned Simon Kufa and Aleph, and we learned that bread, you could use bread if it doesn't become mos. You need to be very careful the bread doesn't become mos, such as passing over and placing something on top. Don't do that because it's likely to spill and then it's got, you won't be able to eat it anymore. We learned also that bread is never to be thrown. Bread. What about other foods? Other foods is fine. That's right. Other foods are acceptable as long as you don't get mos. We learned with regards to the baskets full of teanim and goygers, dried figs, that you're not allowed to sit on it if it's going to get squashed. If it's pressed and it's dried, then it's fine. Similarly, if it's a hard box, it's fine as well. We learned that you're allowed to eat a porridge with the help of bread if you're going to end up eating the bread afterwards. If you don't eat the bread afterwards, you're not allowed to use that as a spoon. The Medaktikina Machmeh, and they say that whenever you eat a bit of porridge, you should have a bit of bread with it. The next halach in Shulchan Aruch was that there was used to be pipes of wine in front of Chosn and Kal Simon Bracha. You're allowed to do that if it doesn't get wasted. Grains and nuts can be thrown in front of the Chosn Kal as long as it doesn't get mos. With regards in the winter, when it's rainy, you're not allowed to throw it. And if you do throw it, make sure it's swept afterwards. Good evening, Rabbi Yisrael.